Stephen, without further ado, I hand you the reins. And I hand you the reins because you know this gentleman very well for a very long time, sir.
Smart Guys present history in the making, the comeback kid, the king of countertops, CEO of Ice Stone, I give you Anthony Weiner. Welcome to the Smart Guys.
Thanks. You guys are all in the same studio?
We are all over the place.
I was going to say, I want you guys socially distanced, wearing your masks, wearing your hazmat suits. You know, who knows what kind of germs the three of you were passing around.
Anthony, I do want to add that I am practicing distancing today myself. I don't just prescribe to the regular 6 feet. I'm more about the 1,000-mile social distancing in place because I feel that's safe. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you and I are the same. We're best viewed from a very far distance.
Indeed. Welcome to the Smart Guys. It's great to have you. First radio interview. I'm very intrigued regarding this glass countertop company because I know you have something in the works as far as our beloved, which you and I share, by the way, our love for the New York Islanders, right?
Yeah, well, we should pause for a moment and pour out a little bit of our morning coffee for the 2019-2020 New York Islanders. It was a wild season, but man, did the boys finish strong. And they started strong, too. You know, they had that giant winning streak at the beginning of the season, the point streak. And for those of us who really, really needed it, I thought this was, and still is, a really great Stanley Cup playoffs. And congratulations to the Islanders, man. It has been a rough couple of years moving around and everything, but I'm glad they're doing well. But yeah, so it's a kind of a surprising sentence to hear for a lot of people to hear me say. I've been working for the last several months as the CEO of a company that makes countertops on Long Island. People forget that Brooklyn is part of Long Island. At the Brooklyn Navy Yard, we make recycled countertops, a company called Ice Stone. They do an amazing job, and I'm proud to try to be helping them. You know, people in the building and building supply company in the building supply industry have really been struggling like a lot of other people during COVID, and it's my pleasure to be working over there. They're doing great work, and I encourage people to look us up, icestoneusa.com.
And it's a great story. It really is. You became involved in the company and everything else. We'll get into that hopefully in a couple of minutes. You know, a lot of people listening right now, they hear the Weiner name and everything else, and they want to know how you doing, how's everything else. A very prominent Anthony Weiner in the day as far as the political landscape. Listen, nobody's immune to the fact that, you know, you were a congressman for a long time, 12 years. Before that, you made your mark as a councilman in the 48th district. I think it was the 48th for about 6 years or so. So the Weiner name rings true, but a lot of people are wondering how you're doing, Anthony, overall.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, let's say I spent a long time in public life. Be perfectly honest, you know, you mentioned this is my first radio interview in a very long time. I am quite happy not to be in the public eye for, you know, I think I did my time. I did my political service. I did my time in the literal sense of the word, you know, when I after I had my problems. So I'm happy now just to be contributing, to be raising my son. You know, my family, thank God, is healthy. I want to, you know, pause on that moment to express my public condolences for Stephen's loss of his dad, literally one of the greatest men. And I met a lot of people in my life, one of the greatest men I ever met, and one that stays with me every day. And I want to acknowledge that I've been luckier than a lot of people, but things are going well, living a much smaller life. And as we say in my program of recovery, I'm living a right-sized life now, I think, you know, it's not necessary to be in the newspapers and on TV shouting and screaming every day. Sometimes it's okay just to have conversations with your friends, Jay, Charles, and Stephen in the morning and go off to bring your son to school and go to work like everyone else.
You know, I had an epiphany last night. Sometimes, you know, I just wake up with my head spinning with thoughts. You know, you get ready for a show. Normally I'm up at 4:30 or so, Anthony Weiner. This morning I was up at about 1:15, and I was thinking of you, and I was thinking of the climate that you were in political-wise way back 92, 98 as a councilman in New York City, and I'm thinking about today's climate, and I was kind of fixating on how you might prevail in today's climate, knowing the nature of a Democratic Party, which has changed over the years, and how you might have functioned as opposed to years ago. Do you ever think about that as far as what you're seeing to our great city now and, in fact, all around our great country now? Do you think on that as far as viewpoints, how you might have acted, what you might have done differently as what you're seeing today? Does that ever come into focus for you?
Well, I think about it from time to time. I think you're right. I mean, it used to be a couple of things are different now. It used to be we would have these big political realignments once every 30, 40 years. Now it seems like we have them once every 5 years. There's just a lot. The swings are much more dramatic. But I got to tell you, the biggest change today, and this might be what you're alluding to, Jay, is that like there is a race in both parties to the extreme and a demand for purity in the extreme that makes it really difficult to be the kind of, you know, of the kind of legislator that really gets things done and the kind of Congress. I don't think anyone goes to Congress anymore expecting to get things done. They go there expecting to have to be able to get the most viral videos or the loudest shouts on TV. I think I was in Congress during the beginning of that trend. And, you know, I used to work, Stephen might have told you, I used to work for then Congressman Chuck Schumer back in the 80s on Capitol Hill. There were 60, 70, 80 guys in Congress and the House of Representatives who represented fairly their party, but represented a group of people that got together to get things done. Nowadays, that really doesn't exist as much, and that's regrettable.
And certainly, people feel it, especially when they want to see a result. They're not getting it. They see the tug of war. They see the division and everything else, and thus the frustration just elevates beyond. We'll get away from that for a second, but, you know, a childhood friend, as Stephen Schwartz has been. And Stephen, I'll ask you this. You know, you grew up with Anthony and everything else. You went through the rigors of schooling and everything, and you guys kind of went your own directions and very successful at it, I might add. Give me your thoughts here with Anthony on the line with us. First interview via the radio. Give me a couple of thoughts. Give me a couple of things we need to learn about Anthony Weiner.
Well,
maybe we not have read before. Go ahead.
The first thing is that me and Anthony are real good friends because of our dads. Our dads went to law school together. They graduated at NYU together. And Anthony Weiner has been a fixture in my life forever. And my whole family is so proud of him. He is such a doer. You could put Anthony Weiner in any spot, any place, any time. And somewhere, somehow, he will find a way to win. He is a winner. You know, people should understand that when you deal with all kinds of things in life, all right, you got your ups, your downs, your in-betweens. At the end of the day, we're just human beings. And at the end of the day, everybody has to look in the mirror and answer to themselves. And Anthony Weiner is a winner. So the one thing is that my dad loved Anthony more than life itself. Anthony, when he first ran, came to a place called Globe in Brooklyn, which is our company, and he would walk up these stairs, I would say about 12 broken stairs. It's an old-fashioned Brooklyn warehouse, and he would go up there to see Lenny, and him and Lenny would talk, and then they would bring me in, and then I would go in there and try to give the new modern version of what I thought. And the three of us together really made a great team. And to see what Anthony did succeed and how he succeeded and how he actually won was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And like I said, this guy is capable of anything. I'm very proud of him. And I think the one thing that you can learn from today's interview is that this guy's coming back. And I guarantee you that whether it's an ice stone, the countertops, which I believe in, by the way. He's the only one in the world doing it. And he has the opportunity to take a company that really was going nowhere and turn it into something that's going to be monumental. So my money's on Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner, those are nice words from a childhood friend. Give me a quick comment on that. Give me something about Schwartzy that we need to know. I know he's a big-time athlete way back. Loves his sports and everything else. Maybe give us a story there.
You know, I got to say, you talk about way back. First, Steve Schwartz is a great man, and he's right. I've known him like almost literally all our lives. You know, the Schwartz and the Wiener families have been intertwined in like all the important things in our life. You know, you say that he used to be an athlete way back. You know, if we were on screen right now and I said to him, Steve, hop up and do a handstand, he could do it. He does his yoga stuff. He can put his ankle behind his own ears. The guy, he's a talented guy, and he is. He's one of those guys that, you know, I have a great admiration. One of the reasons I took this job is I wanted to try to learn this. He has an entrepreneur's mind, and it's great to know him. And I enjoy listening to you guys. I really do. He sends me the tape every week. I listen to it on the way to my beer league hockey games.
How about that? You're liking this segment. That's good. And by the way, not to be outdone, our own Charles Walshine is not immune to Anthony Weiner's stories from way back, Real American, everything else. Charles, you want to chime in as far as some experiences here?
I'm not what you call an extraordinary political person, but when it comes to New York, I keep, as a citizen and a registered voter, I keep an eye on what's going on. And all I can say is, Anthony, if you ever decide, because I know it's in your blood, if you ever decide to get out there again, Steve and I are going to be at the front of the line carrying your flag, because I know what you did. Who's perfect, huh? Come on, let's talk. Let's lay it out there. Who's perfect? Who's a perfect person? Let me tell you something. Anthony Weiner has a record in politics. He's got courage. He always did the right thing. And if you ever decide to get back out there, you put me at the front of the line. I will be the guy carrying your flag, the first guy.
Anthony Weiner, you know, I want you to comment on that. But I mean, everything Mr. Walshine said is true. When you think about it, and you can't change history, right? I mean, you won, I think it's 7 terms, if I have that correct, as a Democrat, and you never received less than 60% of the vote. You know, you were very popular in Day, and what Walshine just said is true. What about that going forward? You know, what about the future and everything else? Now, listen, I have a feeling you're going to be a prominent member of the Istone family for a long time. But what Charles said is true. Your record kind of speaks for itself from way back. What about that aspect, sir?
Well, you know, I did it, like I said, Jay, I did this for a long time, you know, from the time I was 27, you know, I served between the time I worked for Chuck Schumer and the time I was in the city council, the time I was in Congress, ran for mayor a couple of times. I did this for a long time. I think I've earned the right to kind of try something different, to have a second career. I will say, obviously, you know, I ran for mayor because I thought I'd do a better job. I will leave it out there whether people agree or disagree. You know, I didn't have a chance because of my own mistakes to find out. But I live in New York City. I'm never going to leave. I'm raising my son here. I care about what goes on. I want to be of service any way that I can. But one of the ways I want to be of service today is be one of these people who doesn't talk about creating jobs and doesn't try to pass stimulus and legislation, but tries to actually do it. And at Istone USA, you know, I'm trying to do it, but I never rule anything completely in or completely out, but I would say that I have paid my political dues. I've earned the right to kind of do something else for a while, but that doesn't mean I've stopped caring.
Glad to hear that. And anytime you want to come back on, by the way, and talk about Mr. de Blasio, that is a subject near and dear, as can be expressed by Messieurs Walshine and Schwartz. They know how I feel about that. And I want to have you on that as we get down the road a little bit more. CEO, Istone, glass countertop company, a quick 60. Great story from what I read, how you got involved in everything else, and hopefully what you have for the future here. Go ahead, sir.
Well, look, it's a great company, as I said. It takes this notion that we dispose of our glass all the time. Where does it go? Well, 17 million pounds of it we've helped to convert it into countertops. We do it in a shop in a factory in Brooklyn, in the old Brooklyn Navy Yard, repurposing that Brooklyn Navy Yard facility. They come in beautiful colors. They're durable. They don't take a lot of care. And I think we're the only countertop, I believe, in New York or on Long Island. But I would say one of the things that we're experimenting with and we're trying to get the attention of the New York Islanders, we've made a custom-made New York Islander colored countertop that is just a prototype right now. But if the Islanders say they want to not have regular black and white countertops while we're drinking our beer between periods, but they want to have Islander color countertops in the new Belmont Arena, we're pitching that work. We were a New York company. We're proud of it. And for those of you who are Mets fans or Knicks fans, that's what we're trying to do as well. But I really appreciate the opportunity to come on. As far as what you said, I'd love to come back on every so often and to just kibitz with you guys. I like listening to you guys. I think you guys speak common sense every week. And you keep Steven off the streets for an hour or two each morning. So that isn't so bad either.
That's why I summoned him to Ronkonkoma. Had to come to Ronkonkoma today for that very purpose. Anthony Weiner, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony, the first radio interview in a very long time, exclusive. Here on LI News Radio 103.9. Can't thank you enough. And maybe down the road, we'll battle out a couple of topics on the segment.
I would love to do it. And to all your listeners for whom it's appropriate, a sweet and peaceful year and nothing but sweet things for the three of you.